Welcome to the Queen Redeemed Podcast, where we get redeemed with the freedom of the great I am, helping to inspire and empower you to be the woman that God called you to be, showing you that faith is her superpower and yours. God's servant first and always. Here's your amazing host, nurse, wife, and mother, Nikisa Nikki J. Jackson.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of the Queen Redeemed Podcast. I'm so excited to be with you. Usually when I've been away for a while, I start saying like, oh, I'm committing. I really am committing to this. So bear me as I get back into recording, y'all. It's actually not a lot going on. I just am in a new space and my smoke alarm is dinging. I'm in a closet with my dog and he don't know what's going on. So bear with me as I get this out to y'all because I committed. So I will do my best to make sure you don't get distracted. I will do my best about that you don't get distracted. But anyway, welcome back. It's the first one of 2024. I hope that as I grow, it gets better. I got a new microphone. I got a new setup. I got a new computer. I got a lot of new things so that I could get this out to you. And I'm also this year dedicated to working on my sound. So I am going to be watching for the highs and the lows and all that great stuff until I can get in a studio. Y'all, one day I want to record this in a studio live and have like a sit down where you can see me and it's professional, and I do want to do that soon. So that's my goal for this podcast this year. Also to bring in a little bit more authenticity. So I've been saying this a lot, and maybe you listened to this before and you felt like, girl, you were authentic or whatever. I think that you know how authentic you've been. And I've been transparent on this podcast. I've shared like what I've been through. So I want to make sure that I always speak from a space of like authenticity. So I want to make sure I start to include more of like how I'm navigating it in this season of my life. So my life has changed a lot. I'm really into real estate now. I am managing properties now. I'm doing a lot of things that I feel like since I left my corporate 9-to-5 job prepared me for. I'm also in a season where I have to let other people help me, which is new for me. I'm used to being able to man a lot of things on my own. And in this season, I just cannot. So I'm learning a lot about being a leader in a new way. I'm doing a lot in ministry. Really stretching my gifts, and I hope that I can show this in this podcast. So this is step one of being authentic. It's just letting you know what I'm going to be working on this year and sharing more of my life, not being ashamed of some of the things that I'm going through or dealing with. I'll be sharing more about mental health this year. Like I kind of touched at it, but I'm in a season where God is making me more aware. I don't want to say ebbs and flows, but like more aware of like I'm experiencing anxiety, or I've been a little dissociated, or I've been feeling down, like being more aware of that. I guess that's enough for current events, and let us pray so we can get into the topic. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this space. We invite you into this podcast. God, I rededicate this podcast back to you. I just ask that anyone that hears this podcast now or in the future, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, that it will touch them, that it will bless them, and it will keep them encouraged during this moment in their life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, so since we're in February, why wouldn't we talk about love? Y'all know, if you've been following me for any amount of time, I'm always talking about God's love. I got a whole book on it, got a workbook coming on it. And I always talk about just really learning to love yourself, how God loves you. And I also am always teaching people strategies that are from the Bible, actually. We're going to start with a scripture, John 14 and 36. This is the Amplified Classic, and it says, "But the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall, remind you of, and bring to your remembrance everything I have told you. Today's topic is falling in love with God. And when I thought of this topic, I really thought about the Holy Spirit. I really thought about when I didn't really understand why people said the Holy Spirit told me, or Holy Spirit this, or I got the Holy Ghost. I never understood it because I had never experienced it. And I just did not get it. I was like, I don't really understand why people are saying this. I don't understand why they're saying Holy Spirit instead of God. I didn't understand. But I think it also spoke to the fact that I didn't read scripture. I saw these scriptures. I had deemed myself as someone who read the whole Bible before, but I had never really studied the scripture. Like, I read that, and in my mind, it was, okay, that's God. And I brushed over it. And that's not something that you can do, because the thing is, Jesus said that when I leave, I'm going to send you, the Father actually is going to send you a comforter, an intercessor, an advocate, a strengthener, the Holy Spirit, who he will send in the name of Jesus. So I really want to talk about falling in love with God again. I think we can get so caught up in day to day. We can get so caught up in blessings. We can get so caught up in taking care of our family, doing entrepreneurship, working in our careers. We can get so caught up in life that we can lose this sense of just falling in love with God. And also, we can get so caught up that we forget we have a comforter. Like, we have a comforter. We have an advocate. And I really want to focus on the comforter word, because sometimes that's what we're looking for. We're looking for comfort. We're looking for peace. And we are forgetting that we have the Holy Spirit that will comfort us. But it's really hard to allow someone to comfort you when you don't know them, when you don't utilize them, when you're not in relationship. So it just makes me think about the times where, even now sometimes, where I find myself being upset or overwhelmed or anxious or angry and feeling like nobody gets it. Nobody understands it. Nobody knows what I'm going through. And it's not true. It's really intrusive thoughts, and it's really just lies to believe that. But it happens, right? And you fall into this space and you feel like, oh, nobody gets it. Nobody understands it. And you really need your comforter. Like, if you just allowed the Holy Spirit to love on you, allowed the Holy Spirit to speak to you, allowed the Holy Spirit to comfort you, some of this would be alleviated. And all those other things, advocate for you, strengthen you, be your counselor. If we would allow him to do that, then we can have the comfort that we need when things get harder, when we feel anxious, and feel the love that God has for you. Because whenever the Holy Spirit has comforted me, I know for a fact I felt so loved. I felt so joyful. Whatever I was dealing with wasn't as big as it was. I felt like I'm his favorite. Like, God just absolutely loved me. And all those issues were so small. That anger I felt was so small. How upset I was getting was so small, y'all. That anxiety I felt was so small compared to having the comfort that the Holy Spirit gives me. I just think we have to be open to this. And so today, I really want to talk about 4 ways that we could really start to allow God to fall in love with us. And in the name of being authentic, I'm going to share some of the things that I've done, even in this season. I'm not talking about a past season or a season I came out of, because sometimes we can come and share things like, oh, that's what I used to go through. No, like, these are things I actively use, because what I'm learning is that when you enter new seasons and God has you doing new things and really getting to know who you are and accepting like all parts of you, it's uncomfortable. And you have to learn God in a new way. You have to let God, the Holy Spirit, comfort you in a new way. So how Holy Spirit used to comfort me when I first maybe became a nurse, or when I first left my nursing job and I didn't know what he wants to do for me, what he wanted me to do, or when I first realized I was a prophet, when I first realized that I could coach people, is different in this season. It's different in this season where I'm learning myself as free to be a 35-year-old woman, right? Where I'm coming to terms with, I didn't know that my life would look like this at 35. And some of those things are good. And some of those things, I wanted them to look different. And they don't look like that. And being okay and learn how to accept that this is where God has me and still trust him and still submit to him in the midst of that. And that sounded like a lot even saying it. So I hope some of y'all can relate to that. So I want to share that. But before I hop into that, I want to let y'all know that this month I am giving out a free workbook. It's called Queen Love Thyself. A couple years ago, I did a webinar and I made this workbook a few years ago. I've never put it out, so it's brand new. So make sure you click the link attached to this podcast episode, or if you saw this on Threads, because I love Threads, or if you saw it on Facebook or Instagram, or you can click the link in my bio on any of those platforms and get this free workbook. It's about 30 pages. It's free, it's digital, it's really nice, and it's really going to help you with navigating love with God. And then also go get my book off Amazon. And it is not the workbook that goes with the book. That officially will come out on Amazon very, very soon. So the first thing you gotta do is to be open to how God wanna talk to you. I have been a part of this mentorship called the Help Me Army. They have a basic entry level, and then they have like another level where you have to apply and go through application process. It's a whole lot of slot, but if you're there, shout out to all my army sisters. But so I got into this next level. I was having my sessions, and one of the coaches told me I need to go get some healing sessions so we could work on ministry and marketplace too at the same time. And I got back with the prayer, because I know y'all heard me talk about her before. And one thing we discovered in my first session is that God wanted to actually talk to me through journaling in this season. And he wanted to talk to me through other people in this season. I was like, oh, wow, that's different. While I've always been a prophetic journal, I've always incorporated journaling. That wasn't the main way God had been speaking to me in previous seasons. It had really been through the word somewhat, but most of it had been visions, had been dreams. Like I would see things in my dreams and having visions, or I would get a sense of what God wanted me to do, or he would just show me. Like it was like very clear. And in this season, he was like, I want you to journal. I want you to write. I want that to be the main way we communicate. And then I want you to go watch sermons. I want you to tap back into some of the people that you used to listen to a lot. Like, I have not been really listening to a lot of sermons. I haven't been listening to a lot of prophetic words. I haven't been tapped into a lot of things because for a season, I had to pull back from it, right? And I guess that season is ending because now I've been tapping into some things that I was listening to in 2021 and 2020. And then in 2024, y'all, when I say in 2024, y'all, it's hitting so different. Like, even the people I'm listening to, they're talking different. They're sounding different. Maybe I've been circumcised or I've grown or something like that. But I am hearing God in a new way because I submitted to how he wants to communicate with me. So if you want to fall back in love with God, you got to be okay with how he wants to communicate in this season. And sometimes we get so caught up in, well, I can't pray like I used to pray. Or because me, I used to have, and y'all go back to my thing, I used to be like, try to get at least 30 minutes. And I'm still with that. Still get your time. Get 30 minutes. Get an hour. If you got to spread it out. Because the goal was just to start a relationship. But now where me and God are, he's like, okay, I'm talking to God all throughout the day. But this is how I want to give you downloads. I want to give you downloads in journaling. I want to give you downloads through listening and paying attention and taking notes and watching sermons and then going back to your notes. Because I was an avid note taker, but I would never go back to notes. How many of y'all ever did that? Like, you took all these notes and you don't even go back and use them. Now he's like, go back and look at them and try this strategy this week. I want you to do this week. Go ahead and do that. So I want y'all to be open to how God wants to communicate with you in this season, because it could be blocking you from allowing him to be your comforter. Because the comfort I'm getting by journaling to God in this season is the comfort I used to get from just laying in His presence in worship. And I used to think that's the only way I could get it. And I'm getting that same comfort in a new way because my life is so busy. I have been struggling to get up super, super early. But when I get up, even if I get up, I would literally just couldn't sleep. And God hasn't authorized no sleep. Not yet anyway. So I would literally just have to be up 24 hours a day because that's how busy it can get. Now I am working on different strategies to be up a little bit earlier, making sure that every day I get some time to myself. But literally, you have to be open to how God wants to communicate. Then you got to be intentional in your obedience. I'm gonna give you an example with this podcast. This podcast has been relaunching for a while. It was supposed to relaunch on the 5th of this month. It was supposed to relaunch on the 15th of January. And then this week, I met with my VA because I have VA. Yay. And she was like, how's the podcast going? And I'm like, I haven't did it, but I promise I'm going to get it out. I promise. And me and her did some things together. So we got the workbook set up. I got a new email list set up. So my email list is at 0. Yes, I started over. So if you're like, where y'all? I haven't seen emails. You got to get on a new email list. Yes, I know. I wrote down what this podcast was going to be about a few days ago. And that same day, I wanted to record it because I'm like, I can record it. I got my old microphone, I got my old computer. I could record it. I mean, I had this computer too, but I hadn't been using it. And so I was like, I'm going to go record it. And God was like, no, actually go buy a new mic from Amazon. And I'm like, what? I could just record. I got time. God was like, no, I don't want you to record it. I want you to wait. Go order the microphone. So I told him, I said, either I'm waiting on this microphone or I'm waiting on the time that God wants me to record this. I don't know, but I was told not to record yet, but I got the content. I know what I'm going to talk about, all those things. So I waited and here it is Friday night. It is currently, let's see what time it is, 12:19 a.m. So it's Saturday morning and I'm recording. But you know what I did before I recorded? I had to set up my new mic, which is beautiful. It is pink and white. I love it. I'm literally standing in the closet, in this walk-in closet that I got, and I got a computer that I bought just for making content, recording podcasts, making YouTube videos, things like that. And I set this up to do this, and I'm doing it even in the midst of me feeling like I'm going to be distracted, because I just told you at the beginning is my dog is kind of, he's actually sleeping now. Let's hope he stays that way. I told you to smoke alarm this and don't get distracted by it. And so I wanted to be perfect because like I haven't heard from me since like probably September, October of last year. And I'm like, you can't come back halfway. You can't, you know, they got to be perfect. But if it's what God wants me to do, that's what I'm going to do. Like I could be talking about all this and you're like, girl, I didn't even notice none of that. You're actually bringing attention to it. So I'm going to stop talking about that part. But you have to be intentional about your obedience. So I am striving even harder to be intentional about how I obey God, making sure that I'm following every part of what God told me to do, right? So be intentional about your obedience. And one thing I've learned about being intentional about your obedience is it's an opportunity to spend time with God. Like, I don't think we realize that. Sometimes we are like, oh, God want me to do this and God want me to do that. And we can be bitter about it or upset about it, or we can feel overwhelmed. But when you get into it, because you have to depend on God so much, you start to really fall in love with Him. You really start to understand that He knew exactly what He was talking about. Like, He had everything planned out. Like, even the day I thought I was going to record this podcast, I have a day a week where I am limited availability in property management. Like, I'm working, but I'm not. Like, I'm focused in and on some of my personal goals that I want to work on, or some of the endeavors like podcasting and YouTube and things like that that God wants me to focus on. So after I did this, I was like, okay, God, I can record. And stuff started happening at work that needed my attention, but I could still focus in on some of the things I need to focus on for myself. Like I was still like cleaning up my home, things like that. And then I got to kind of like hang out with my sister a little bit. And I still got to do some things for myself while I kind of navigated some different things that was happening at work at the same time. But if I would have been trying to record a podcast, I wouldn't have finished it. And it probably would have been a little bit worse than what's happening right now. Okay. Imagine me having to stop. I forgot what I said. This, I have been able to kind of flow. So be intentional about your obedience. The third thing is running to God instead of away. So this is something that I learned a while ago about running to God instead of away from God. But I think that this is one of those things that need to upgrade, right? So maybe in the past, when you had a financial issue, you ran to God instead of away from God, because you learned that if it's a money thing, you can run to God about it. God gonna take care of you. He's your provider. You know him as Jehovah Jireh. Maybe you learned that when you needed peace to go to God, because he's Jehovah Shalom. You learned him as that. Or you learned that, you know, he's jealous over you. If somebody mess with you, you go to Jehovah Kwana because he's jealous over you, right? But maybe you never meet the God that's love or the God that's merciful, and you never called on him. So when you needed mercy or you needed love or you needed comfort that we're really talking about, you did not run to God. You ran to your friends. You ran to your siblings. You ran to your husband. You ran to your boyfriend. You ran to your old male friend or your female friend that brought you comfort. That's who you went to. And you never ran to God, but sometimes they can't help you. Have you ever been in a situation where you really were dealing with something and you felt like if you told anybody around you, they would tell you to suck it up, or they would tell you it's not that big, or they would tell you that you were tripping, or they would tell you you're doing a lot, or they'll tell you should be grateful because you got X, Y, and Z. Maybe y'all haven't, but I have. I've been there where I'm like, oh my God, I'm really dealing with a lot of anxiety. I got this going, I got that going on. And they're like, you should be happy because you got this and you got these books and you're doing this, you're in ministry and you're doing this. And I'm like, what does it have to do with my anxiety right now? What does it have to do with the fact that I am so anxious and I don't know why? What does that have to do with that? But they don't understand it. But your comforter, the Holy Spirit, your strengthener, your advocate, your counselor, he can counsel you about what to do when you run to him and not away from him, right? Sometimes your friends don't understand. Your parents don't understand. People around you don't understand. You have to pull on the Holy Spirit because he is there. He is waiting. He wants to love on you. He wants to comfort you. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to do all these things. And he's like, please come to me. Stop running from me. Run to me so that you can be comforted. Because I have all the comfort in my arms. Come run into my arms. And let me love on you. Run to God instead of from God. And the last thing is read your Bible. Many of us cannot fall in love with God because we don't know him. It's hard to fall in love with God. It's hard to fall in love with the Holy Spirit when you don't know him. When you don't see the miracles in the Bible that happen, when you don't realize what Jesus did when he was here, when you don't see the compassion, when you don't see it, when you don't read about it, when you don't see how people was in trouble and they got out, or like I think about the woman with the oil and how she had nothing and then she just borrowed jars and then it was filled, and then, you know, so many people, their family was finna be sold into slavery, and it's just so many things that happened in the Bible that I can't think of right now, but it was so many miracles and so many stories that you can relate and you can see yourself in, and so many just loving things about God and so much about wisdom and so much about love, and it can really fill you up in a way that the world cannot, in a way that your friends cannot, in a way that you cannot. And it just helps you to fall in love with God again. So in this season of love, we got Valentine's Day coming up this week and we got all these things going on. Let's remember to fall in love with God again. So even if you just absolutely love God and you're like, I'm in love with God, I'm in love, I am sure there's another level that he wants you to exceed. There's another level that he wants you to go to for your current season. Because many of us are in a new season. It's not, we're not entering it. We're not considering it. We're in it. We're in a new season and you don't even realize it, and you need to experience God in another way. So let's recap so we can get to the words of wisdom. So to fall in love with God, we're going to be open to how God want to talk to us, because communication is key. We're going to be intentional about our obedience. We're not going to do it our way. We're not just going to say, God said, write a book, so I'm going to do it how I want to. We're going to run to God instead of away from him. And we're going to read our Bibles this year. This just came to me, but it's something I've been thinking about a bit, is challenging myself to read the Bible. Like, right now, I'm challenging myself to read 5 books of Ezekiel a day. So I'm going to sit down after this and read them, because I have not done it today. Just so I can read the book of Ezekiel. That's the book God told me to read. So why don't y'all try to ask God what book to read and challenge yourself to knock it out as fast as you can, or at a pace that's comfortable for you. So that's what I got. And let's hop into the words of wisdom. All right, so let's hop into the words of wisdom. Y'all, this words of wisdom, I was like, I ain't got no words of wisdom. I ain't got no words of wisdom, but I do. And it's going to sound so cliche, but I promise it's short. It's like, what they call like a haiku. I don't know. What they do when they say roses are red, violets are blue. That's the kind of word of wisdom that I have. So y'all listen up. Okay, roses are red, violets are blue. God needs your heart open so you can recognize the love he has for you. Yes, that's it. That's all. But we're going to read Psalms 19 and 14. And it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my firm, impenetrable rock and my redeemer. And we say this, I think I've heard this like in church, but I never actually read it in the Bible to my remembrance. Like I said, I've read the whole Bible like twice. So at some point in time, I've read this, but not to where I meditated. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. So I want you to think about that. Are the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart, like, what are you meditating on? What are you telling yourself every day? What are you thinking about? Is it acceptable in his sight? And I've really been focused on the words in my mouth, because what's in the heart was what comes out your mouth. So if your words are not matching up, it's probably your heart that has the issue. So let them match up in this season, and that will really help with your relationship with God. That'll help you with falling in love with God again, because when you're mindful of what you say and what you're thinking on, because your heart, your mind, your will, emotions, what are you thinking on? So are you thinking God is not going to accept me, or God doesn't love me? And then what's coming out of your mouth is everything Nikisa talking about on that podcast is not something I want to hear, because God don't love me. Because that's what you're meditating on. But if you're doing some of these strategies like reading the Bible, being open to how God wants to communicate, you won't feel that way. You will feel God's love. You will recognize it. You will know it. And without a doubt, you will fall in love with God again and again and again. So that's what I have, y'all. I will see you on the next episode of the Queen Redeemed Podcast. I hope that this bless you. Share this out with a friend. And don't forget to get your free workbook while it lasts. So thank you so much. And I will see you next time.